The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your weekly road tip right here on Memphis Metal Mondays. And of course, that weekly road trip brought to you by the Road Radio Road Crew Series and Ken Barr Films. This is where we're bringing you a little insight, man. It might be a tip for when you're in the studio. It might be a tip for when you're on stage or actually just being out on the road. And tonight is going to be a lot of fun because my international connection is going to be checking in for tip number 12. That's right. We're already all the way up there. So we're going to go ahead and check in with Mr. Kevin Batty Walsh. Hey, honey.
Hey, how you doing? Hello from the future, America. The world, in fact. The world.
Yes, most of the world, you know, and greetings from the past.
Yeah, so I've got a cup of tea.
What kind of tea are you drinking, my dear?
Lapsang Souchong, my dear.
Listen to you. Batty,
I love it
when you call in, you know, my UK connection. I'm still waiting on you to come up with some you know, the international, you know, road report, you know, so we can start some of that too.
Yes, well, I have news on the European Brexit road report.
You have news. You actually have. I know you have several pieces of news. Okay, and so what I want to do first is that I want to talk about your road tip, because you've hinted to me the last couple of times that we've talked, and Kenny has been on. I think the last couple ones Dan was on, and by the way, Dan says hey.
Dan.
We've got a couple of others, you know, and you kept hinting on that there was just one particular tip that you wanted to share that it was pretty embarrassing, bad, good. It wasn't dirty.
No, it was embarrassing, really.
Okay, and that's the word.
And I did it once, and it's 30 years since I've done it. And you know what else? 28 years today since Trash was released by Alice Cooper.
Oh, and wow.
We had that great band, that fantastic band of, it was Jonathan Mover at the start and Eric Singer on drums. Tommy T-Bone Caradonna, Pete Friesen, Derek Sherinian, and the one and only Mr. Al Petrelli.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you're pulling it. You're pulling some serious
30 years ago today. Hi, guys, if you're listening.
Of course.
Hi, all of you.
Oh, wow.
Best band. The best.
So, does this have anything to do with the embarrassing tip that you're going to share?
No. No, because that was only 28 years ago. The tip was from 30 years ago, and I've done it once, and I never did it again.
So okay.
It's a tip for guitar techs and anybody that might be tuning things up.
Okay.
And what happened was Metallica were doing their Master of Puppets tour over here.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Mick asked me if I'd... guitar tech for the opening act, who were Metal Church.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, fine. And I don't know why, but they were already over here. They've probably been rehearsing or practicing or something. And we meet up and jump on a tour bus in London, head off to Dover, and all have a good time getting to know each other and having a few beers.
Right.
And I think the next day was the first gig in Paris, I think. And the band are going on, and they're great guys, you know. Metal Church were great. We got on great, hit it off straight from the off, really good.
Wow.
And set the gear up. A bit of a rush the first gig, didn't know all the gear, but it was pretty simple, I suppose.
Right.
There was a drum tech and myself. Set the gear up. The band are going on stage. The intro tape's playing, and Duke Erickson, the bass player, says to me, "Hey, Batty, you did tune us all down half a step, didn't you?" And I said, "Fuck, no." Nobody told me. Holy shit. And the intro tape's playing. So at the side of the stage there with me in the wings were Danny Murphy, who was guitar tech for Kirk Hammett, and Aidan Mullen, who did James. And they said, fuck, okay, but you go and take care of Craig's guitar, we'll take care of this side of the stage and just tune them down. And it was all done and dusted, and I was sweating like holy, I don't know what. Then went on, did a great opening show, and I learned a big lesson from there.
What did you learn, Batty?
Well, the only person I worked for before that who told me that actually tuned down was when I started working for Tony Iommi years before. Tony said to me, I tuned down half a step, Batty, on it when we go on. And we all tuned. So, right, and I never ever thought of asking that. I just assume guitars are guitars, and you know, keep you. Everybody tunes up to A440 straight, and that's it. And that's all that time on that bus with Metal Church, and we're getting to know each other and getting pissed together, and you know, having beers, and never once say, "Hey guys, you don't use any particular tunings, do you?" Now, when I meet a band, don't care who it is, even Coop's trash, but anybody, any strange tunings in the, even if it's a keyboard, which. You wouldn't think you can detune keyboards. Electronic keyboards can be detuned. Anybody I start work with, do you use any strange tunings?
There it is. That is that's the tip. That's number 12. Number 12 is, do you ask the band? Do
should
you
have been number 13, really, shouldn't it?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Always ask whatever it is, even if it's a band with just keyboards. Do you tune down? Do you use any different tunings? Because some people might use a guitar that's tuned to open G or, you know, just for one song. I know T-Bone used to use his bass on Feed My Frankenstein. His bottom E was tuned down. So he had another bass that would be tuned down just for Frankenstein.
Wow.
Because it had a real heavy start to it. But always ask.
Always ask.
Meet a band.
Okay.
And you're all getting drunk together and getting to know each other. Do you use any strange or different tunes that I might need to know about, guys?
That is a good one. You know, you had me all worried, you know, because the way you were trying to preface it earlier on and stuff, and you know, I thought it was like going to be like something like really, 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 really bad. But that is actually a very good, that's one that's never come up, you know, actually getting to know the people that you're going to be working for in the bands and going, you know, what they use and what they expect. And because everybody's is not going to be the same.
No, I mean, even when I started with Maiden in 1990, when Yannick joined and I came in to do Yannick, first thing I said was, does any of the band, do you tune differently? And they're all like, no, we're just straight 440. That's it. So I know that all the band, not just the guy I'm looking after, that all the band tune to whatever they tune to. It's just such a simple tip, but it's ever so embarrassing, and I never did it again. I did that once with Metal Church, and after the opening show, they were fine about it. They were like, wow, we should have told you that. I said, no, I should have asked, actually.
Well, but yeah, and that's cool though that they saw it that way. That's cool.
Yeah, they were cool. They were really cool guys, you know. Great bunch of guys, great tattoo, great players, man. Great, every one of them.
So that's the first question you come out of the gate with. What are you tuned to?
Yeah, and you know, that's your first gig with them, and that's the first time they've been to Europe, and they're all excited to see the Eiffel Tower and everything else we're going to take a look at. We're not going on about the gig or do you tune down or anything like that, guys. Oh yeah, by the way, we tuned down half a step, all of us. That would have been a good one on the bus, wouldn't it? would've stopped me having a heart attack on the while the intro tape's playing.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Batty. That is fantastic. Now, so you have some cool news. You actually got a couple of pieces of cool news.
Yeah, I have, yeah. Apart from, what do you want? There's three pieces, actually. I mean, I was doing Marty Stewart last week. That was a piece of news there.
What? Oh,
yeah, Marty Stewart. And I've just spent a few days with Neil Diamond. And if...
Wow.
Yeah, and if anybody's listening, like Putter T, Tom Hanlon, the crew say, "Hi, Putter T. How the hell are you?"
Oh, wow. How funny. That is so fantastic. So you got to spend some time and stuff in Marty Stewart and Neil Diamond and stuff. So what were you doing?
Neil Diamond was great. I was actually the runner. Now, I don't know if people out there know what the runner is, but that's another one. The runner just runs. and there were four of us just running. And I had to get things like local newspapers.
Oh, wow.
Things like that.
So, okay.
But that whole crew, I know you're a rock show, and you know, I always have worked for all sorts of bands, but...
We talk about all that.
That's the job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That crew and that band were, like, so professional, so on it, so together.
Nice.
Fantastic. And, you know, they were really good. Real credit to the industry, those guys.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I had a great couple of days with them. But the other news I've got for you is about the international roving batty into Europe. Never mind Brexit, I'm coming.
You're coming. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I've got a small little tour lined up with the opening act, Cats in Space. Supporting Deep Purple.
Oh my goodness. So there you go. You are back out on the road.
Yeah, they dragged me back out, kicking and screaming. And you know what I shall do with the Cats? And I've seen them a couple of weeks ago here in Birmingham. They did a great gig, and it's the first time I've seen them, and you should check them out. They're a great band. They're fantastic.
I would love to.
You know what the first thing I'll say to those Cats when I see those Cats?
What are you going to say?
Do you use any different tunings in the band, guys? And the one guitar player, Dean Howard, I've known him for 30 years, and I know he doesn't, but I ain't going to take that chance.
I love it. I love it. So when is this tour supposed to kick off? When are you supposed to be out on the road?
In November sometime, I think about the 15th, I think, something like that. We're some quite big gigs. We're even doing Birmingham here at Barclaycard Arena, the 25,000. So that'll be nice to give the local crew guys a good kick in when I get now. I'll be nice to them. They're good guys.
Of course.
And yeah, we're all over the place, but it's with them supporting them with Cats in Space, and I'm looking forward to it.
Cats in Space are doing a lot of really cool stuff. You know, I've been kind of trying to follow them a little bit. Yeah, you know, over as far as in the UK and stuff, and they've gotten, you know, quite the massive following and stuff. They need to send me some of their music, Batty.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, I'll get on it. I mean, they've got the usual, the Facebook pages and things like that, and all that stuff. But they're all really good players, you know. And the music, sort of, they like the likes of 10cc, Thin Lizzy, ELO, Supertramp, and
perfect.
It's all their own work. Slade, they do one Slade song.
Oh yes, yes.
And they did it in Birmingham, and they did a cracking job of it because they were a bit worried. You know, this is... We're going to do a Slade song and...
Which one they do?
Get this right.
Which one they do? Runaway?
Ooh, no. No, and it wasn't the usual ones.
Okay,
Crazy Now, I think. We're All Crazy Now, I think it was, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, you know what? All right, kudos to them. I'm impressed.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, you're in Birmingham and you're going to do a Slade cover of a Slade song. You better get it right.
You better, especially in that neck of the woods. You're absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, like Neil Diamond's caterers, they said, we're doing curry for tea tonight. And I said, are you sure about this? Why? I said, you're in the home of the curry. Outside India, this Birmingham, this is where... And their stage manager said, yeah, I know. I always wait till I get to Birmingham to try a curry, man. This is the place to get it, isn't it? I went, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
And I got to hand it to the caterers. The curry was excellent.
Wow. So it wasn't a bad deal after all.
No. So.
Okay.
And the Cats have, Cats in Space have a bit of curry on as well, like a curry.
They need to be, right?
Yeah.
They don't know you.
We're looking forward to this. Now, what I'll have to do with you is get in touch with you and get to your sort of running times and things when you're about and see if I can't hook up. Live from the depths of Europe.
You have to. And in fact, so I'm gonna figure out what your schedule is and stuff, and we're gonna kind of, you know, actually, you know, message each other back and forth. And if I know there's even just a window, a moment of time, and see, that's the other beautiful thing, is that if you get me those guys' music when you guys are checking in and stuff, what do I get to do? I get to play one of their songs while you guys check in.
Songs.
Yeah. And if happened, one of the guys.
Well, you don't play my song, do you?
Stop it.
Fragile Mortals, all fired up.
Fired up. Well, actually, yes. We'll probably, you know, we do play that. I was thinking, man, you're like, you're talking about, like, you yourself, you know, you play something, you know? But
yeah,
no.
I wouldn't do that to the listeners all around the world. They'll be tuning out fairly fast.
No, you need to figure something out. Yes, like get the music and stuff, and that way you guys can do check-ins. And look, it'd be even really cool is like if somebody from Deep Purple happened to be walking by, you know, we'll say hey and that.
Ian Gillan or someone like that, you know.
Yeah, are you kidding? What?
Yeah, I know. Now you would have think you would have got one of the Coop Brigade on, being 28 years since Trash.
You would think.
Scully or somebody.
You would absolutely think. You know.
Have to make do with me, Ken and Putter and Nice Dan and Mike Goodwin. Dancer was out fishing, I do believe, today in his new boat. In it.
Did you catch out the couple of pics that he had? Everyone I saw, he was like pulled up. He was pulled over somewhere. You know.
Where pulled up on an island somewhere. You know when he gets those shots on Facebook where he's holding the fish up with a big smile on his face? Now,
yes.
That's unusual. Dancer smiling. That's a good shot right there.
Well, and then you need to savor it.
Yeah, I keep messaging him back. Who caught that one for you? Never answers.
He's not going to answer you. No. He'll answer me. I mean, I could ask him.
I know he would, yeah. Ask him who keeps catching all this fish he keeps holding up.
And I'm going to tell him that Batty wants to know.
Do you want some more under the radar, not fully confirmed breaking news?
No, yes, I actually do. You've got one more piece, and you started to tell me about it, and I'm finding it quite interesting. And of course, I'm not sure if I got the full take on it. So, what do you have?
No, it's probably a tease take I gave you. I had a phone call sort of out of the blue yesterday yesterday where you are earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And from somebody from who's been commissioned by a very, very, very large English TV service.
Okay.
To make a film on a series, not a one-off, a series on roadies, road crew, and up-and-coming bands. And he thought that I may be able to have some input or even take part.
An actual like video film, like series kind of thing, right?
A television series.
Really?
About road crew. Not like that. Not like the one that's been out there in America that recently, but an actual fly on the wall, real life.
Really?
Series of, yeah.
What made him think of that?
I don't know. What made him think of me? I don't know. I don't know. Well, it's the only one that we get them over here, all the ones you got, like the loggers in the logs, cutting the logs down and, building Alaska and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking, there ain't much left they can do. Somebody, this large TV corporation over here in England, has thought, let's do one on road crew, roadies, hairy-arsed roadies.
Mm.
And then they come to me.
That's it.
I don't know how they're going to manage.
That is interesting.
I could have some input, couldn't I?
You could have some input. You know, I'm quite intrigued. I'm very intrigued that it's come up just now. I am very intrigued.
Yeah. Its timing's really good.
It is very good.
They could come out on Deep Purple, couldn't they? Hey, have you got a T-shirt that I can wear around Europe that you can send me?
You know what? I will come up with something I need to send to you, yes. I will
send
find
me some swag and I'll get... You know,
I'll try to
find Radio Memphis in Europe.
Yeah, send me. Yeah, look, text me or message me your address and stuff, and let me see what I can come up with.
Okay, extra large.
I was like, you're not extra, extra large. What the hell is wrong with you?
No, I'm extra large, I am. Yep. Extra large. And if Ken Barr's listening right now, see, Kenny, who's king of the swag?
You are killing me. You are absolutely killing me. Well, you keep me up to date, okay, on all of the cool news and stuff like that. Of course, you know, Cats in Space, congratulations going out, you know, and actually helping with them and helping with Deep Purple. That's fantastic. So that's gonna be some good stuff for you. And I expect check-ins for this. I expect music. I expect check-ins. I expect, you know, cool stuff happening. And as far as the third piece of news, yeah, I'm interested to know how that turns out, so keep me posted.
Yeah.
You know.
Could be online, and you could, all the fans from around the world listening to Radio Memphis could be seeing some right weird stuff.
It could
TV
be.
Series.
It could be a lot of really fun, weird stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And another very quick tip.
What's up?
Never wipe your backside with a broken bottle.
Why would the hell would you do that, Batty?
I don't know, but why do the Canadians say it's cold enough to stick your tongue to a lamppost? Who goes around sticking their tongues on lampposts?
Have you had any more sips of your tea yet? Because I'm feeling like you need some.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm wide awake now, so you've woke me up. I'm lively early tomorrow. I'm lively.
I'm sorry, baby. See?
I can't die on air.
Don't. Well, at least I'll catch it. Look, do what you have to do. Get some rest. You and I, don't die now. You just got these gigs. Stop it.
Can't die now. Not on air. Not when you're going to play Fired Up.
Right. Stop. Well, later. All right. I need for you to take a couple sips of your tea, and I need for you to you know, kind of relax a little bit. And I need to thank you for tip number 12. Yes, if you're going to work with a band, ask them about their special tunings if they have any.
Always ask them.
Always ask them.
Special tunings. Anything. That's what I'll be doing with the cats.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well, I'll tell you what, baby. Thank you so much for calling in and hanging out with me tonight.
You're welcome. I always love it. You know I do.
I know you do. I love getting my calls from the future. You know, it always gives me a little hope, put a little pep in my step.
Yeah. But it's all looking okay so far. You still got that fella with the funny hair in charge.
Yeah.
He hasn't pushed any buttons.
Nah. We're all good. We're all good.
All good.
We'll talk soon, baby. Get you some rest, okay?
Yeah. I'll message you my address. Don't forget, extra large. And America, be kind to each other. Love one another and all that stuff. And let's rock and roll, man.
All righty. Thanks, Batty.
Okay. See you. Bye, y'all. Bye, America. Bye, world. Bye-bye now.
Batty Walsh right here on Radio Memphis, and this is for your weekly road tip brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Kenbar Films. And of course, as he told you, which is actually a very brilliant tip, if you're going to work with a band, which first thing you may want to do, if you're going to be a guitar tech, or if you're going to be tuning anything, is to make sure and ask if they have any strange tunings that you need to be aware of. So yeah, and that was from our international connection, Batty. Thank you so much, honey.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.